many galaxies.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I hope you are too. I think you will be. Those of you joining us for the very first time, a special welcome to you, and I'm glad you're here. One of the things that you will run into here, if this is your very first time, is this is talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. We have a Halloween party coming up. You know about that, right? And in order for you to attend the Halloween party, you have to have a ticket. In order to get the ticket, you just go to my website. It is kevinsmithshow.com. And just you'll see a spinning pumpkin. Just click on that, or actually the link that's under it. Click on that, and it will take you to where you can buy your ticket. $5 for the ticket. And here's what you get. Immediately after you pay for your ticket, immediately you're taken to a page where you can download a special ebook that I have picked out just to say thank you for buying the ticket. And it is called The Haunted House. Now, this is it's based on real events predating the Amityville horror by decades, and it's a classic, and I think you'll really like it, or you'll get to download it immediately. All right, then there's also a link that takes you to the password to get you into the party. All right. Then on October the 31st, an hour before showtime, same time as right now, an hour before, tune in. There will be old-time scary movies playing. Then we have 2 hours of the online party with special guests. We have games, prizes, great prizes. And then when all that's over with, the scary movies continue. And old-time scary movies will play all night long, so you can enjoy Halloween. All for $5. You can't beat that. You just really cannot beat that. If you are not subscribed to the K-Files e-zine, be sure you do that. It's free. There's no reason not to do it. It's absolutely free. You know, there have been more missions to Venus than to Mars. But we incessantly hear about Mars and hear almost nothing about Venus. Venus is apparently more important to the space agencies than is Mars. Why? We hear far less about missions to Venus than we do about Mars. Why? What's on Venus that's so important to the space agencies? What is there that we have not been shown? What secrets are sitting in that dark void of reporting? Well, tonight, I will take you into that dark and shadowy void of information and show you some of what has been sheltered from public scrutiny. Along with Walter Bosley, my co-host for this evening, we will explore both fact and fiction that is being passed off as fact as we turn the spotlight on Venus. And we'll start right after this. I said before we went to break, my co-host this evening is Walter Bosley. He's been a guest on the show before, but in this case, Walter joins me as a co-host, and it will become apparent to you why. For those of you who are new and you don't know Walter Bosley, Walter is a counterintelligence expert and has served as a special agent with the U.S. Air Force OSI in that capacity in counterintelligence and counterterrorism. And so he has kind of the same bent of mind that I have as I look at these things. And we are going to be examining Venus this evening. Now, let me tell you what kicked this off. You hear me say all the time that you are what this show is about. And you hear me say all the time that I do read your email. Well, I got an email last week from one of our listeners that pointed out that there have been more missions to Venus than to Mars. And that's when you look at all the space agencies, not just NASA, but all the space agencies, more missions to Venus than to Mars. Now, we hear about Mars all the time. It's in the news. It's on all the talk shows like this one all the time. I was not aware of the fact that there have been more missions to Venus. Obviously, if there are more missions to Venus, then Venus must seem to be more important to the space agencies. And then the question comes, first question, why? What's on Venus that's more important? And the second question comes, why? Why do we hear about Mars all the time and we never, almost never, hear anything about Venus? Then during the show, after I mentioned that, a caller said, ask a question, and I said, well, I don't know. I haven't researched it. I'm just quoting an email that I got, but I am going to look into it. And I have looked into Venus. But the email and the call prompted the show tonight. That caller said, she said, well, I hope you will share with us what you find about Venus, and I am about to do so. Walter, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on as a co-host tonight.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. I like being here every time.
I sent, and folks, let me tell you that I am, most of this material I'm writing up. I'm constructing an e-book with this material and the photos in it. I sent what I have written so far, along with the photos that we're going to talk about tonight, and that I'm going to share with those of you who are watching on KSS-TV. That's all in the e-book, all right? And it will be available soon. It's being compiled now. And I sent it to Walter so he could read, and so he could look at the pictures, and he could grab my thinking on these things. And I don't expect Walter to simply sit in the choir and sing back to me the words I've written. Anything that Walter thinks I'm off base on, you know, from those of you who have heard him before on the show, you know he'll stand his ground and say what he thinks. And that's why I wanted him to be my co-host tonight, because he has read this material and he has seen the photos. Having said that, Walter, what's your general impression of the material I sent you?
Well, based on, just like you, my background is investigations, as in, criminal investigations, and intelligence investigations, that kind of thing. So that's my background. And based upon, the basic tutorials as to what when you analyze visual imagery, image analysis, it looks to me like you're presenting a very solid argument that there are some type of structures of artificial origin and construction on Venus. Now, whether it's in the ancient past or whether they're currently occupied, that's, I think, probably the gist of what we're going to, try to approach tonight.
Well, yeah, somewhat. I don't intend tonight to attempt to prove that those structures are currently occupied. However, I do intend to prove they could be. And let's just start with what we know about Venus, and I'm going to be telling you folks all the reasons you have heard why there cannot be life on Venus. All right, here's what we know about Venus. First of all, it's the brightest of the objects in our night sky, other than the moon. It's the brightest. Did you know it's the hottest planet? A lot of people think it's that Mercury would be the hottest because Mercury is closer to the sun, but it isn't. Venus is hotter by double. And when we say hot, we mean hot. We're talking about 867 degrees Fahrenheit is the mean temperature. Now, that means there are places where it's up near 1,000 degrees. It is hot on Venus. It's about the same size as the Earth. Its circumference is only about 400 miles less than the Earth. So it's about the same size. It's the second planet from the sun. We're the third. And then, of course, Mars. So Venus is pretty close to us. Did you know it spins backward on its axis? It doesn't spin in the same direction the other planets spin. It's on its axis, it's rotating backward as compared to the other planets. How long, folks, do you think a day would be on Venus? Now, it's closer to the sun. It's closer to the sun. So how long would a day be? Well, being closer to the sun has absolutely nothing to do with how long a day is. It's how fast it's spinning on its axis that has something to do with how long a day is. On Venus, one day on Venus is equal to 243 Earth days. That would be a long day. One year on Venus, however, is equal to only 225 of our days. And that's because that's based on how long it takes for Venus to go around the sun. So only 225 days. Its gravity, well, its gravity is 90.5% of Earth's gravity. So you'd weigh just a little bit less. The atmospheric pressure on Venus is 96, I'm sorry, the atmospheric pressure at the surface on Venus is 91 bars. Here on Earth, it's 1 bar. Now, somehow, I'm not sure how, but I've read this, that equates to about 1,000 times more pressure than we have on the surface of the Earth, atmospheric pressure. The atmosphere is comprised of 96.5% carbon dioxide. It has no magnetic field, and Venus has no moons. All right, now all of that, those are reasons you've heard why life could not exist there. Oh, it's too hot. There's no water there. That's what they always tell you. It's too dry. No water. Well, as you know, Walter, in the material that I sent you, I have proved that life exists under those exact conditions right here on this Earth. What did you think of the material that I showed, life forms living in those exact conditions right here on Earth? Was it convincing, or do I have holes in it? Or do I prove the case?
I found it very compelling. I found it to be, you can't get much more convincing than that. And as you state, it's the very sort of thing that it's perfectly acceptable for these conditions to, exist on Earth, and they marvel at it on all the TV shows, and isn't this an amazing planet we live in, and blah, blah, blah. But then when you try to apply that to another planet, well, of course, that's ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
The very same things that they marvel over, life surviving in here, are for some magical reason, just preclude it anywhere else.
We have in the deepest parts of the ocean. Now, the pressure on the surface of Venus, the atmospheric pressure, is 91 bars. Now, if you take the pressure in the deepest part of the oceans and you convert that to atmospheric pressure, it's hundreds and hundreds of bars. Yet, right there on the bottom of the ocean, where there's too much pressure for there to be life, there's lots of life. And right there, where it's too cold and nothing could live, there are these thermal vents, these volcanic vents. Now, the temperature coming out of those vents is, on average, 752 degrees Fahrenheit. Not quite the mean temperature of Venus, but close enough for comparison. 752 degrees. Right there on those vents, there are whole communities of animals living right there where there's no oxygen in the water, and they're living off of the heat that is intense heat. You couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. In pressure that you and I can't stand. And they're living right there on planet Earth. And they're living off of the sulfuric chemicals coming out of those volcanic vents. We also have something called anaerobes, and there's a particular type of anaerobe. They used to think they were bacteria, but they're not. They're even more primitive than bacteria. These anaerobes, if you expose them to oxygen, they die. They live in pools of hydrocarbons and stuff like that, way down under the surface of the Earth. But there they are, alive, living in conditions that we say, well, you have to have oxygen in order to have life. You have to have water, and it can't be too hot, and it can't be too cold, and you have to have sunlight. All of that is nonsense. Right here on this planet, we have things living in the conditions that you find on Venus. Are very similar conditions. Plus, there's this thing about there's no water on Venus. Well, actually, there are some scientists that discovered there is water in the atmosphere. These are scientists from astronomical university over in Greece. They found that there is water in the atmosphere on Venus, and they said there's only two possible sources. One would be outgassing from the surface, meaning then that there's water under the surface, and they said that the other source would be from comet impacts. Interestingly, their paper said there is no observational evidence of cometary impact. And then they go on in their paper and try to prove that that is what happened, even though there's no evidence of it. But there is evidence, however, of outgassing from the surface. There are volcanoes on Venus. And if they are outgassing and putting water in the air, that means there's water under the surface. Is there on this planet, is there a place where there is an ocean under the surface of the Earth? As a matter of fact, there is. Right under Beijing, China, there is an ocean underground the size of the Arctic Ocean. So, folks, we've set it up, and now I'm going to begin to move into some of the photographs and stuff like that. But we've set it up so that you understand. When people tell you that it is impossible for there to be anything living on Venus because of those harsh conditions, I've taken every one of those conditions and proved that we have things living in those conditions right here on planet Earth. Life can exist under the conditions that you find on Venus. All right, does that mean that life is living there? No, it doesn't mean that. It means it could. Now, they've flown all these missions over to Venus, and when a spacecraft lands on the surface, it has to come down through the atmosphere, and as it comes down through that upper atmosphere on Venus, it's coming through acid. Now, the acid rain never makes it down to the surface because it evaporates in the heat before it makes it to the surface. So there's no acid rain happening down on the surface. It's just really, really hot. There is water on Venus. Not rivers, but there's water, and there could be underground reservoirs, and that may be why there's water in the atmosphere. There's not a lot of water in the atmosphere, but it's there. So as they come down through that acid, that degrades the spacecraft. When it lands on the surface, and we know this from the Russian missions that have landed on the surface, they last less than 3 hours. Because the intense, they've gotten an acid bath, and then there's this intense heat that just really plays havoc with all the systems on board. Of course, there have been no landers since all the new modern super-duper technologies come along. I think they could probably land something there now that would survive for a long time. But less than 3 hours, but my, what photographs have come back. Photographs of sedimentary rock, meaning you're looking at an old ocean bed. And just this month, scientists have come out and said, we think there used to be huge oceans on Venus. Where did all that water go? Some probably blasted away. Some maybe underground. But what's there now? Is there anything on Venus that they don't want you to see? Walter, you've seen the photographs. Yes or no, you think it's something they don't want us to see?
Yes.
We'll be back and you'll see it right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. You know, my co-host is Walter Bosley. He has seen these photographs. He's had a couple of nights to look at them, last night and today to look at them. You're going to get to see them. I want to tell you that some of these photographs are from the JPL website. The first set of photographs we're going to look at are from the JPL website. Some of the photographs from the Magellan mission, and it's from the JPL Magellan page, but some of the Magellan photographs, really good photographs, are no longer available on that page. Now, the Magellan mission is several years ago, and so some of those photographs they're not on the page anymore. But I'm not saying that they're not available anywhere at JPL or anywhere at NASA. However, I looked for a couple of these photographs for several hours looking at JPL and at NASA, searching for these photographs, couldn't find them. But they were downloaded from the Magellan Mission website way back when that was new. and several of the websites out there. In fact, a number of websites that have just loads of pictures from the Magellan mission have this same picture. And so there is a very high confidence that this is legit. It's a legitimate Magellan picture. It's just not, apparently, not available at JPL anymore. But some smart people downloaded those pictures, and that's why they're still available to us. So we're going to look at some of those too. I want you to understand, before we get into the photographs, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that these photographs, in my opinion, clearly show artificial structures on Venus. But what I also want you to understand is there's no way for me to know, no way for Walter to know, and no way for you to know if these are ancient or if these are current. No way to know. But the story that we get told, you know, that there's no way there could be life there now, it's just too harsh, is fiction. That's fiction. There can be life there. Not your life. You and I could not survive there. But you and I could not survive on the bottom of the ocean right next to a volcanic vent either. But life does exist there. There are animals there that thrive in that really extreme hot water and sulfuric content coming out of the volcanic vent, extreme pressure. It thrives. It doesn't even know there's a problem, because for it, there is no problem. Those same conditions exist on Mars and on Venus, and there could be life there. All right, let's get to the photographs. The first photograph, this is from the JPL website, and when I first looked at this photograph, I immediately saw something that looked strange, but it needed to be zoomed in on. Now, the only thing I'm going to do is zoom in on these, and what we're looking at, we're looking at them in the order they're in the ebook I sent you, Walter. So we're looking at that first set of photographs from, or the first photograph from JPL. And there are two places that I have circled here with a red circle, and we're going to zoom in on those, and we're going to zoom in on that big circle right in the center of the picture. That's where we're going first. And Walter, let's just begin to comment about this a little bit. Well, actually, no, we went, this is the big circle in the middle. Mm-hmm. Now, I have listed four things to look at here. I've marked them on the photograph, and I'll just mention those four things, but there are other things in this photograph, and we'll talk about it. One is, number one is a rectangular area. It looks like you're looking down at the top of a building, which we are. We're looking down at the top of something. It looks like a rectangular building. It's got two dark spots on it. Maybe these are some kind of vents. I don't know. But if you look at the lower edge, the lower side of that, there is a semicircular structure that butts right up against that. With the second thing that you have there, there are three arrows on number two, and it points to, and I just wanted to point this out, the spherical spheres. You see these spheres, and you got the one at the top is seated right up on top of a sort of almost triangular shaped object or structure. And then you've got a bunch of little small spheres. And the reason I point that out is you have these spheres all over Venus. They're all over the place. Every time you find structures, you find these spheres. I don't know what they are. Number three here, I said it could be a cylindrical type of tank, like you put fuel in or water or something like that. It probably, if it's holding anything like that, it's fuel of some kind because it looks like it's got a pit dug around it. And then number four, there's some kind of, looks like a tall tower standing right in the middle of a circle of spheres. So, Walter, what do you see in this? What do you notice about this photo?
Well, you hit on the obvious main points. As far as the what appear to be, you know, the structures themselves and such, but it's hard to tell if it's industrial or civic in its theme from this altitude. Of course, I mean, anything can look like, you know, either one could look like the other if you're looking at our planet from, you know, high enough. But what's really interesting is that there's so many straight lines and right angles amidst rounder shapes and also surrounded by the natural shapes. So it's really kind of hard, as you make the point in the text, to argue that it's pixelation. So what you're looking at, astoundingly, are what must be some type of artificial structured object, you know, amid the natural, and a lot more than one.
Well, now let me ask you to do this. Pull your eyes back, pull your focus back a little bit, and imagine you're flying over this in an airplane.
Yeah.
It looks to me like you're looking down on something that has been bombed out. Look at the lower part of the picture. Looks, you know, the lower left there. It looks like bombed out skyscrapers. And then we're looking at the top of some skyscraper-type buildings that survived. That's what it looks like to me.
Actually, you know what I thought of when I first looked at this? I'm glad you brought that up because and I'm cheating a little bit here. I'm going to the next photo that you get a little closer, and it shows more clearly what I'm talking about. But it kind of in the theme you're talking about, destruction, what I see in the photos, particularly again after looking at the next one, is maybe also a natural catastrophe, like maybe lava flow, overcame this city, as it were, or some type of, you know, planetary cataclysm. But I hadn't thought of, you know, it being bombed out, and maybe, you know, it being...
Well, it could be either one.
Conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you think of the works, the research that Joseph Farrell and a few others have done, where they're finding all sorts of, circumstantial it may be, but in some cases not, evidence of a very ancient conflict between planets. If there was a conflict between Earth and Mars, there's no reason why Venus couldn't have been, you know, a part of that as well. And we might be looking at the ruins, the result in the destruction caused by that.
Yeah. I'm going to mark on the screen for those who are watching on KSS TV the semicircular area that I was talking about just below the rectangular building top, and also the circle of spheres. I'm not a very good artist, so my circle's not very good. But around that tank, there's also the remains, it appears, of a circle of spheres. Now, when I remove the markings, folks, you can look at those areas and see what you think. All right, now, I want to move on to the next photograph. Now, the next photograph has to do with... let me go back to the first photograph. The first photograph is... where we see this is, we haven't zoomed in. Now, what we just looked at is the structure that is sort of central to the picture. What we're going to look at now is this sort of debris field kind of scattered out to the, what would be the southeast in this picture. Now, it may not be southeast on Venus, but in this picture, it's to the southeast. So we're going to go and take a look at that. And what we see looks like either we're looking down on the top of a ruined city, and I can it may be that, and if it's not that, it looks like a mishmash of plumbing and pipes and stuff like that that you would see here on Earth at an oil refinery. And I'm not suggesting that this is an oil refinery, I'm just saying it looks like that. What do you make of that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was one of the first things, you know, that certainly popped into my mind, that there's something industrial going on down there. If it's not some type of ruins, it's some type of industrial complex. That might, you know, that would also explain the spheres, because you know, you mentioned the cylindrical tanks that are used. Also, the sphere has been quite popular for use as a tank for a variety of purposes in our own technology for many years. So, to me, I would say between what we're looking at that looks like some type of piping, some type of pipe lineage going on, intricately woven, between that and this predominance of spherical shapes, I'm leaning more towards industrial as we know it, as opposed mm-hmm. to civic. Now, again, if this is a different civilization than ours, you know, that could be the way in which, let's say they're human like we are. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned is this could be a sealed type of structures, system of structures. This could be like a sealed city, which argues that it might be currently occupied, that, you know, people that the environment would normally be hostile to actually are moving about through, you know, these throughways and in these structures.
Well, they very well could be, and you would, if it was something like us living there, you certainly would have to have some way to cool it down, and the sphere makes an excellent cooling mechanism. All right, folks, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue taking a look at some amazing photos from Venus, from beyond the void. We're talking with Walter Bosley, my co-host for this evening, and we're talking about some photographs that the two of us have had the opportunity to examine, photographs from Venus, and we're sharing those with you. And let me just say this, I got a flash message from someone who says, I'd love to watch your show, but Google says you have a virus on your site. First of all, there is no virus on the site. We got hacked last week. Four times. The site is each time was re-uploaded with a fresh upload, and there was another fresh upload just for good measure last night. There is no virus there. Second question I have is, why would you go to Google? Why wouldn't you go to KevinSmithShow.com? If I want to watch KevinSmithShow.com, I probably would go to KevinSmithShow.com. All right, we're talking with Walter Bosley, and we're looking at these photographs. Walter, I want to move to, let me put the photograph back up, that the original, first one. And we're going to move now to the circle up in the left corner. That's not it. Let's get the one up in the left corner if I can get it up there. Well, apparently, we're not going to get to see the one in the upper left corner. Let me see. What is the deal here? Well, we may be missing that one.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah. There we go.
You can hear me, right?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. I attempted to go to the link myself, and I got a reported attack site message. I just thought it was my own McAfee, but I told a friend about the show, and she tried to log on, and she got a similar thing. So,
yeah, well, see, they picked that up from last week when we got hacked.
Okay.
And but there is no virus on the site. There is no malware. There is no Trojan horse. There is no nothing.
I was just thinking maybe someone's trying to play games with you.
Oh, they are. They are. They hacked us four times last week. Last night, they for two nights, they interfered with the show, with the feed, and in some places took us down. So, yeah, we're under attack again. It's normal. First of all, you know, there are mushrooms that are absolutely gray matter challenged that think that's a game. And some of them hire out to shows that think we are their competitor, and they do that. And then there are some of those guys in the shadows that you and I know about that get in on it. So this show has been under attack for 9 years. And we are still here. We will still be here 9 years from now. And Venus is getting its skirt blown up tonight. All right, the picture that is up now on our TV channel is a picture that shows, again, what looks like, it doesn't just look like, it is an artificial structure. In fact, there are two of them. Now, you may have to get pretty close to your screen to see the one on the left, but that is kind of a series of arches across what looks like a chasm. The one on the right is a rectangular building, and it has a sphere up on the top of it. And if you look carefully, you're looking down on this thing now, it looks like that the rectangular building to the right of it, there is more of the facility. And there is one, two, three, four spheres setting behind or to the left of that rectangular building. What do you make of that, Walter?
I'm still trying to get to the same photo you're on.
Well, this is the zoom of the second circle on that first original picture.
Okay. The upper left circle.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm... Okay, I'm there. Yeah.
All right, now, you know, if you look at the first picture that we looked at, these white markings look like they could be, you know, just lava flows or something like that, and maybe they are. However, let me put it back up here. When you look at this, you know, you're looking at some weird stuff. You know, you're looking actually, well, you can't see those lava flows in this one. I know why. Okay. We're going to move ahead because apparently, here we go, that is what is in that upper circle. And so I had the wrong picture up. Look at this, folks. Look at that number three. Look at the trident shape. It's gigantic. It is a trident shape, and it looks like pipework. All kinds of pipes and stuff. Do you think geology creates tridents like that, Walter?
I sincerely doubt it. I don't think I've ever seen one with the examples we have on here on Earth.
if you look at where I have it labeled number one, you're looking at a building, it appears. It appears there's a smokestack or something like that coming out of the top center of it. But right where the yellow arrow is pointed, coming from number one up to that building, it looks like that you have, you know, sort of a piece of the building and then another piece that's taller right behind it.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, actually the United Nations structure is similar to that, only a little more centered, where you have the low flat structure and then you've got the attached tower portion.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, if you can imagine something like that. And oddly enough, I think of, when I see something like that, I also think of hospitals. Hospitals tend to be structured like that a lot. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything really that has the reception or lower areas, lobby areas, whatever, plus the heart of whatever goes on there
mm-hmm.
in the tower.
But yeah.
That's pretty impressive, that particular image in that whole picture of impressive images.
Well, you also have either something that looks like roadways or pipelines that are passing through both ends of the building.
Mm-hmm. Which I think argues the sealed facility, to me, is a great argument for current occupation and implies maybe, you know, current earth-based human occupation, because, as we said before, you would need to protect yourself from a hostile atmosphere.
Yeah, and you know, if it's a human type of being that's living there, they have to have some way to produce oxygen too, and that might be the story behind all the spheres.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Good point.
All right, let's move to, this is a picture that's in the last part. This is the last picture I deal with in the book, okay? In the part of the book that you've got. This is the one where you have the three towers setting out in a valley. And when you look at this, I mean, when you first look at it, there are three areas that immediately grabbed my attention. Well, not immediately. I when I first looked at this picture, I was not all that interested in it, and I moved on. Then I saw it on another website, and okay, and then I moved on. I saw it on another website, and I thought, okay, I've got to take a look at this and find, is there anything interesting here? And, you know, I found that there was something interesting, and that's the wrong picture. Here's the right picture, I believe. Well, we're having difficulty with the pictures. There we go. There are three areas of this picture that are interesting to me. Now, this is a picture of, apparently, a valley. And it looks like there's some kind of a... It looks like a river or a lava flow across the top of this picture. It looks like, you have two white bands running parallel and squiggling along like a river does. There are these three areas that, on closer inspection, caught my attention, and we're going to look at those up close and personal when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Walter, would it surprise you at all to know that someone's been messing around trying to keep our video from getting out?
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well,
I could probably take a guess at who it would be, and there'd be a number of culprits.
I can assure you that what we're showing here tonight is something most people have not seen, and they're not aware that Venus is such an important place. So, it is an important place. And what I'm doing right now is restarting the video because it is, in fact, something that people need to see. And let's see. We're just going to bypass something here Those of you who are listening to us on the radio, be patient with me for just a moment, because what we're going to do here is see if we can't get some video for folks that are on our TV channel. Yeah, there are folks that are trying to watch and they can't see. There are people that are listening, but there are folks trying to watch and they can't see anything. So what we've done is gone to a different video system here. And but I'll tell you something, folks. I'll tell you. These photographs are something you need to see. And if you can't see them, at least listen to the descriptions and get my ebook, okay? We are broadcasting. Everything's leaving here just fine. There is no difficulty. And the difficulty happens to be that someone has been interfering. I do see that now folks have video. So thank you for those of you who wrote to me and told me you didn't have it. You got it now. All right, so let's... You know, Walter, when we did this with some photographs, I think they were from Mars or maybe from the moon. We did a show about some photographs. We had exactly the same thing happen. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly the same thing. All right, so let's breeze through these photographs real quick. This is the first photograph that I put up, and we're going to look at what's in that big circle in the middle first, and here it is. What's in that big circle in the middle is we're looking down on the tops of what appears to be either bombed out or destroyed in some way. City is what it looks like. Just very quickly, let me draw the semicircle that I was talking about that's next to the building and the circle of spheres around two structures, and then you folks can see that pretty quickly, I would think. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to look at what was in that other circle in the upper left-hand corner, and that is right here. And you heard me when I talked about the trident. The trident is right up in this number three area, and then when we talked about, you know, the thing that looked, Walter said it looks kind of like a hospital, it's this structure in the middle of the picture. It is basically rectangular but irregularly shaped structure, and what you can see, you can see that there's different levels to the thing. And that's pretty interesting. And also, if you look carefully, it looks like you can see on the front of it, just barely, maybe some doors or windows. All right, now we're going to move on to this these three big towers that are apparently, they look like towers, but they're out in the middle of a what looks like a valley. And we're going to look at three areas on this photograph. Now, this is on Venus, all right? Now, the first thing we're going to look at is circle number one. It's the three objects out there in the middle of this, I'm calling it a valley. And that is phenomenal. I don't know what they are, but they're gigantic. They're huge. They're tall. I'm calling them towers. Maybe an engineer or an architect that is looking at this might have some idea what those might be. I don't know. But Walter, in front of those, to the lower right of those, there is a structure, and right up on top there are two spheres again. But this structure looks like something that melted
or is partially partially dismantled.
Do you have any idea at all what those three tall structures might be? Does it suggest anything to you?
Mm, No, not immediately, other than that they are structures, that they're indeed anomalies on that terrain. You have something in mind?
You know, I have no idea. I mean, it looks like something you would see at an airport or at a at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. Launch structures, or but they're too close to each other to be launch structures.
Yeah, it's some type of complex where they they're I'm stepping all over my tongue tonight. I can't think of the word. They're dependent upon each other for whatever the purpose is or was.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is they're located, you know, if you go back to the bigger picture that shows the three areas of which that is included, the other two are up near what looks like the river.
Yeah.
This one is downrange away from the river. However, if you go to the big picture and you look, if you continue down below to the lower part of the frame of this area where the three mysterious structures are, it looks like a kind of a separation to where maybe there was a larger body of water that came up to what that line of separation in the terrain looks like. I could be wrong, or maybe that's another mountain range there. I'm not an expert at this stuff, but it's interesting that it's set out apart from the two that are nearest the river.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you wonder, what's that darker area that's kind of in the middle of the triangle that they form? Is that a deeper valley? Is that a wooded area? Is that forestation? In fact, that darker area in the middle of the triangle between the three, with the three towers to the south, or the lower part of this triangle, that looks like a dark wooded area. And also, if you go kind of southwest of the west by southwest of the big structure, you get what looks like wooded area. And just right there, which goes halfway into it, it just looks like possibly wooded areas that are surrounding these structures, jungle perhaps, or some kind of flora, which I know we're supposed to think that's ridiculous, but you know, there's something about that terrain that it is darker than, and a little bit different textured than the rest of the terrain around it.
Let's take a look at what's in circle number 2, and let's see if I can find that photograph. Here we go. This is what's in circle number 2, and you know, you kind of, if you look at that, if you look at the unzoomed version, you don't see too much over there, but you can see it. You can see it. Now we zoom in on it, and we can see what that is. And you know, if you watch, you can, I mean, you immediately see this rectangle. And you know, it's, again, it's got these two dark areas on top. One looks like it might be a sphere, but down the hill from it, if you will, there is more of the structure, and there is, looks like a sphere there and a sphere there. I don't know. I mean, the spheres obviously seem to have some actual function. There's kind of a farm of spheres, four spheres, right behind the building. And then there's a structure, if you cross what looks like this white line, looks like there might be, could be a roadway, or it could be, I don't know what it is. But the first thing you come to is a sphere. And then right beside that, you have an archway, a series of these arches that look like some kind of structure, maybe a bridge across the chasm. I'm not sure. But again, on the other side, a sphere. Now, if you look at the alignment, there's a sphere, and then those arches, maybe a bridge across, and then another sphere. They're aligned directly across from each other. That doesn't appear to be something that geology would do. They're perfectly aligned straight across from each other. Let me just draw a line across. And you can see a sphere on each side and with those that arch structure in between. And I'm saying that that arch structure could be a building, or it could be the remains of a bridge, or it may be a bridge.
Or it could be serve some industrial function, as we're noting the spheres in the piping. It could be something that, works like either some type of intensifier or volumizer or what's the word I'm looking for? Something that enlarges power or something like that.
Yeah, capacitor.
Yeah, could be some type of capacitor facility. It's really intriguing that you could go either way. You could go either, civic, where it's pure, habitation, civic-minded, or it could be an industrial thing, and both are equally fascinating in their implications. But the one that might be a little more exciting is the idea, if it's industrial, that implies maybe there's something current going on.
All right. Speaking of industrial, let's do something here. I want to point out that you see the rectangular object, and to the right of it, you run into this line that is kind of a river configuration, but it really has more of a look of some kind of a pipeline. And if we follow that into the next picture, we see that, let's just back off and take a look at where that goes, all right? And we'll take a look at the unzoomed picture. That thing that I said looks like a pipeline runs up and hits one of those major white zones that goes right over to circle number 3. So let's take a look at circle number 3. There is what's in circle number 3. Now, that looks like a reactor. I mean, it's not exactly like what we have here on Earth, but it's got all kinds of stuff that looks similar to a reactor. And folks that are looking at this need to notice that there's two rounded areas that have these spheres on top. Big structures that have those spheres on top. There's another, looks like in the lower left corner, in that last picture, there are two areas that I have marked with red arrows. The one to the left, all the way to the left, in the lower left of the picture, it looks like some kind of a junction of some kind. I mean, I don't know if it's, like you say, this may be a fully enclosed, contained living area, or it may be something industrial. But all over this picture, you can see the spheres. What does this look like to you, Walter?
Well, I think of airports I've been in, around the world, where you can walk just for great lengthy distances, and you're inside. Think of an airport like Frankfurt or Heathrow. Think of Heathrow. I mean, Heathrow is one of those where you've got a lot of narrow corridors, and you're just. I think Chicago, has that area where you go underground to get from, and Dulles Airport is getting ready to do the same thing. In my experience, I've been in a lot of airports that are like this. My mind's really going industrial here, and I could be way off, but it's looking like something that is built purely for function from my Earth-based point of view, because It seems to be built into the terrain, and the terrain, whatever's in the terrain, may be the purpose of the structure. So, you know, purpose defines form, and the practicality, you know, function defines form. And that's what I'm seeing here. And you know, we don't know how big these, if they are tubes, we don't know actually how big they are. There could be some type of, you know, think of the tunnels that are underneath Disneyland, for example, that vehicles can drive in, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, to be a transport structure, you know, one of the things you would want is you would want kind of a circular pathway around it, and it looks like that exists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, we could speculate all night about what these things are. I'm not sure what they are, but I am fairly certain that they are not geology.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't look like rocks and boulders.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at some kind of structure here. Very definitely, when we're looking at these three towers, that's not rocks and boulders. You can look at the shapes of these things. These things are angular from the top to the ground. It's almost like a triangle from the top to the ground. And you know, when you look at those, you got to ask yourself, does geology do that? And plus, does it put those ever-present spheres on top of these structures all over the place? You might find something strange like that here and there, but this is all over the place, these spheres. So, you know, I have a very, very difficult time seeing geology here. When we look at the, I don't know if you can see it on your computer, but when we look at from that same zoomed out, unzoomed photograph, the circle in the upper left-hand corner, you've got the rectangle and some kind of structure below it. You've got that, but then you can start lining up spheres from the top of that building to the, I'll call it the river's edge, and then you go across the river, straight across, and you're at another sphere, and they're lined up with more spheres further down the road, so to speak. You know, I don't know what the deal is with the spheres, but geology isn't doing that. Even if it makes spheres, it's not going to put them in line like this. And actually, these come right out to the edge of what I said looks like a river. So, what's on Venus? Well, something other than geology, folks. Something other than geology. That's what's on Venus. I have to ask myself, how important is it? It's one of those, yeah, so what? Well, here's so what. It's important enough that more missions have been run to Venus than have been run to Mars. It's so important that for some reason, even though there have been more missions, there are fewer photos and less information available to us about what's on Venus. It's so important that they are telling us that the conditions on Venus preclude life, when we know for sure that there are things living right here on this planet in similar conditions, just as harsh. And so something's up with Venus. I'm not sure what it is. And it's so important that someone decided to trip up the video feed to our TV channel tonight. So what does that tell you? It tells you that even though I can't identify exactly what we're looking at, I have identified that it's real. And I have identified that those are artificial structures. Now, you might look at them and say, well, I think it looks like geology to me. All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to show you a photograph that you've already seen. And let's see. Let's go with something else here. Let's go with this. There we go. If you were looking at a satellite photograph of some place on Earth and you saw this, every person, every scientist, every expert in the world would say, well, that looks like a refinery, or that looks like some sort of industry. Absolutely no one would say, I think that's geology. Nobody would say that. If we were looking at a satellite photograph of some place on Earth, and you're looking at this and you see that trident and you see that rectangular structure, sort of rectangular structure in the center, that very definitely looks like architecture. If that were on Earth and we were looking at a satellite photo of this, all of the photo analysts would say, as Walter said, that looks like could be a hospital or whatever. Nobody would say that looks like geology. The only reason anybody would say it looks like geology is if they knew it was not on this planet. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Just a real quick note. Now, for those of you who are on my case all the time, I get this email every week from somebody. And from some folks, I get the same folks sending it in every week. You ought to announce who's going to be on your show. You ought to publicize who's coming up. And I keep telling you that every time I do that, we get hacked. And every time, every single time I do that, we run into problems. All right, now, for the past 2 days, I have done, for the past 3 days, on my video blog, the vlog, I have announced what was going to be on the show. Right? When did the audio and the video problems begin? Now, you folks that send me that email hot all the time telling me I need to do this, when did the problems start? When I started announcing what was coming up on the show. Is there a clue there for you? All right, we're going to open the telephone lines and allow folks to call in if you have a question or a comment. See, I've been doing this for 9 years, Walter. I sort of know this.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of know this stuff. All right, but I've proved it to you now. Now you know it's. I'm not paranoid. Now you know it's real. All right. The telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889, or toll free at 888-223-4599. It should also be a clue to you that what's coming tomorrow, I won't announce. All right? That should be a clue as well. The problems we've had for the past 3 nights have been directly linked to, I am absolutely sure, by, you know, us saying what we're going to be talking about, and then someone decides they're going to take it down. So, look, you want to know what we're going to talk about on the Kevin Smith Show? Come to the Kevin Smith Show. And if you want to come to the Kevin Smith Show, why would you go to Google? Go to kevinsmithshow.com. All right. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599 if you have a question or comment about all this stuff. You've seen the photographs, folks, and we're going to continue talking some about this, but you've seen the photographs. What do you think about this? This is on Venus. I could be wrong, but I'm betting you haven't seen this before. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay, your first name?
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, I just want to let you know, earlier I had a little bit of trouble getting into your show, but a bit of a geek. I couldn't get in through any browser with Windows, but I was able to get in through using Debian, which is the Linux distribution. Was able to climb right in, catch the video feed, and listen live. So just want to let you know, I don't know if that'll help anybody or if it'll help you or if it's important information, but that's how I got through.
Yeah, we got hacked 4 times last week, and each time I re-uploaded a complete, fresh version of the website, and then we'd get hit again. And so during that period of time, some of the antivirus software like Google and then some that you have loaded onto your computer like McAfee and so forth picked up, and it's reporting to people that there's a virus. There's no virus. There's a fresh, clean version of the site was uploaded last night. And, you know, we keep doing that. And but thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. And one other thing, I don't know if this will help you, but I work with servers at work that we do a lot of web stuff, and I've realized that, and I don't know what servers you use, but if you use Windows servers, they seem to be a lot more vulnerable. We tend to use Linux servers running Apache versus Windows servers running IIS, and there's no such thing as a bulletproof operating system, but often the Linux operating systems will stand against things. And
this is a Linux operating system that it's running on. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it sounds like you're up against some good people, but hopefully it works out for you. But I just want to throw that out there. Love the show. Thank you very much.
All right.
For your time.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, it will work out for us. You know, they harass us like this every once in a while. I've been doing this for 9 years. I guess they think I'll get tired and go away. Forget it. Forget it. I'm not going away. I am your worst nightmare. Okay. 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. And if you need to call me toll-free, feel free to do so at 888-223-4599. And, you know, these photographs, Walter, I have to say, when I saw them, they blew me away. What was your reaction to them?
These are some of the best of their genre that I have ever seen. I mean, you're talking about stuff that we see that's, you know, allegedly on the moon, allegedly on Mars. These are really, they're stunning. And even comparing them, you know, with those two locations, it's getting harder and harder to believe the line that we're fed that, you know, oh, nothing's been found yet. Anyone who's heard me on this show, I have, you know, more than one reason for believing that's a bunch of malarkey, you know, that they haven't found anything. But this just keeps throwing, you know, fuel on that fire.
Yeah, it does. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, it's Stefan from Quebec City. How are you?
I am doing good, Stefan. How are you doing?
Yeah, and thanks for standing up to the attacks, Kevin. Many more broadcasting days for you to come.
Oh, yeah, we keep winning. They keep losing, but they also, you know, when you do something like what has been done to us in the past 2 or 3 days, it underscores that the information we're trying to get out is spot on.
Oh, yeah. My question is to actually both of you. Well, we know now from whistleblower testimonies and some of the pictures we've seen that there's supposedly stuff on the moon, stuff on Mars, stuff on Venus, and we've heard that there's stuff on almost every planet within our solar system. In regards to Venus, does that mean that some of the more controversial figures in this field might be right all along, such as Billy Meyer?
Yeah, it could mean that. It really could, you know.
His information is pretty much... I'm not going to say revoked, but I mean it's a lot of people who have difficulty swallowing it.
That's true. And even if his information is correct, that doesn't mean that Billy got it straight, you know, that he got it like he says he got it. But maybe he did. Okay, I don't know. Maybe he did. There are people that have talked about having been taken to Venus. I've had people on this show that said that they were taken aboard a craft and they were taken to Venus. And, you know, one of the people, I don't know if he said he went there, but one of the people that has said that there is civilization on Venus is Dick Criswell. And I said, now, you may remember this. I said, now, come on, Dick. It's, you know, it's supposed to be boiling hot there, and the pressure, the atmospheric pressure is intense, and there's no oxygen. And his reply was, I'm telling you that there is civilization on Venus. And so we've heard all of that. And I don't know, I cannot say for sure that that's true. But what I can say, somebody built this stuff. This is not geology. These are not, this is not a bunch of rocks. Somebody built these buildings.
Yeah, you don't get straight lines like that unless it's on a very large scale. You find them in small scale crystalline structures and stuff like that, but not large scale like that. I mean, I think there are certain geological laws that are, they must be universal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to the point now, Kevin, where I'm not even surprised by what's being presented anymore. I'm just assuming that, yeah, for sure, it's becoming increasingly difficult to become overly skeptical in regards to all this.
Well, that's true, but I do want to put this caveat on it. The caveat is, I don't know, not only do I not know who built these, I don't know when. And so I can't say that this proves there's life on Venus. I think it does show that living, intelligent beings have been there. Maybe are there now. I don't know. But someone built this stuff. Had you ever seen these? Had you ever seen these photographs from Venus before?
Myself? No.
Uh-huh.
No. I've heard a lot of stories, but you know, this is great, and the attacks tonight just sort of proves it, as you said.
It really does. At least I think it does. All right. Thanks for the call.
Great show.
All right. Thank you. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. It's Kevin from Northern Alberta calling.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi. I wanted to ask you guys, for the amount of missions that have gone to Venus, have they had the high fail rate that the Mars missions have had?
No.
They haven't, eh? They've been more successful?
Yeah. There's a higher success rate for Venus. However, if you land on the surface, whatever you land will fail. I mean, it will successfully land. You get pictures. But within about 3 hours, it's toast.
Or so we're told.
Yeah, or so we're told. You're right about that.
Yeah, because Mars and Venus fluctuate back and forth being the closest planet to Earth. Venus isn't always the closest, but that's curious. Right on.
Yeah, it's pretty curious to me that with all this stuff that I'm showing here tonight, why haven't we heard about this before? Now, again, a caveat. Maybe I haven't heard about it before and haven't seen it before because I've had my head in the sand. It could be my fault. But when I went on the internet and started looking for news reports, I found a lot of information, you know, in scientific journals, but news reports out to the public, almost nothing about Venus.
Yeah, it seems to be the flavor of the month is Mars with Richard Hoagland those guys, so I don't know if they're just not interested in Venus or if the government's hiding something about it. That's pure speculation.
Sleight of hand.
Well, what if they're allowing stuff to leak about Mars to keep us from looking at something more important that's over on Venus.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Walter said, sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, could be.
Very, very interesting program tonight, and just keep it up, and hopefully we'll get past this crud with these hackers and this. This is just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, look, I told my producer when I started, I gave in to people that were constantly hounding me that I need to, you know, tell in advance who's coming on the show and advertise it. So I gave in to that, and I told the producer, you watch, we are going to get hammered. And for 3 days now, we've been hammered.
Well, then you're going to have to do what's right for you, Kev.
Yeah, we have to go back to what's working. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Interesting, too, is it won't be long until certain other few venues that are well-known will be, wanting to talk about the same thing we've been talking about.
Now, we'll bring that up when we come back. We have to take a break. I want to hear about that. All right, folks. We'll be back. Welcome to the War Room. I'm Kevin Smith. My co-host this evening is Walter Bosley, and let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Looks like that caller has turned loose of the line. Okay. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I seen a thing on the internet not too long ago that one of these space agencies mapped the whole planet, and although on the surface it's actually, you know, it gets pretty hot, but up in the atmosphere, you know, in the clouds and stuff, they found that there's water vapor in it, and it has an you know, and it has the same climate as we do on Earth, up in the upper atmosphere, which I found quite interesting.
Well, and look, if it has underground oceans, if it has an underground ocean, they have a water source, and that could be also one of the purposes of some of these spheres would be desalinization of the underground ocean. What do you think about that, Walter?
The whole underground thing, we could be just looking at the surface structure that's just a portion of what actually is there. It's very possible.
It could be that, taking that as the possibility, it could be that it's out on the surface because it needs a heat source, and it's got a natural high heat source out on the surface that they can use then without expending any fuel.
You mentioned, was it Ed? He said that there was life there.
No, it was Dick Criswell.
Oh, Dick, I'm sorry. Yeah, do you remember, did he say what kind of life was there?
Oh, he said there's a civilization.
Yeah.
And I think he said they look just like us. I think that's one of the places where he told us about. He said they look just like us.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to the video tonight. It's,
Well, it was leaving here. It was getting interrupted before it got to you. And so what we did is backed out, and I'm using a whole different video stream. You're seeing something entirely different than you normally see.
Yeah.
So they're not on that stream.
I know. It doesn't, you know, whether you announce it or not. It slows them down from cutting you out from the beginning, but, you know, if it's something, you know, they still manage to, interrupt your show, whether you announce it or not.
Well, they do, but it's a whole lot worse. We get absolutely hammered when I start announcing what's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have, Kevin.
Thank you for the call. All righty then. Walter, when you look at all the possibilities, I mean, it's 800 and what was it, 867 degrees out there, Fahrenheit. It could be that this stuff is on the surface to collect that heat to turn into energy. All right, caller, this will be our last call. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, it's a very interesting show. I've been going over a lot of different temperatures. It says that it says a lot of interesting things, like you were saying, about 800 degrees Fahrenheit, which I don't know for sure, on Venus. But I was looking at a spacesuit and the temperature in space.
Yeah.
You know what those temperatures are?
Well, I know they're very extreme.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
One guy was asking if it was 250, 500, 1,000 below. They say that... the best answer was goes down to negative 454.765 degrees Fahrenheit. We have a suit that can withstand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's negative 454, and that's the suit that they've been using since the 60s, and they say that you're always 25 years ahead of the time that's being hidden as far as the stuff. I don't see the conditions being any problem for anything a little bit more futuristic than the common stuff that we know around us. And I found it really interesting as far as we can go underwater and they could probably create a base underwater. Why can't they do it underneath a bunch of clouds if they've got a little poison in there or something?
Well, even we create bases underwater.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it was unsustainable for us to walk around, there's absolutely no reason why we don't have a base. And it seems to me that they've been hiding... traveling technology as far as the speeds we can go and stuff from all the stuff that they have in the background that they don't show us. So they could probably hop on a ride and be there in 2 days, and I'm sure they just set up some stuff over there. And if not, I noticed that part of the bridge looked like it was out, and so it could have been an ancient civilization, that left over some stuff.
So it looked like a bridge to you as well?
Oh, yeah, and it looked like the end part of it had crumbled, or mm-hmm. I was also trying to contemplate the fact if it had some kind of a retractable drawbridge-type thing, because I really don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I thought about that as well. Yeah, it looks like a bridge to me, and but what's really interesting to me is all those spheres that were lined up for such a long distance across there, mm-hmm. just lined up in a straight line.
I tried to contemplate by looking at moon photos and Mars photos if it was an asteroid, but the way it was in that rectangular thing, if it was an asteroid, it means it hit right through it and the thing's really old. But on the other hand, and stuff, the pipeline seems to be looking pretty great. It looks pretty industrial for me, and I'll say that there absolutely is something there. I have no idea. And thanks for letting me call. Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, I don't know about you, Walter, but for me... just seeing these photographs, these are the first time I've really looked at Venus. It was pretty exciting for me to view these photographs and see this clearly, things that just are not geological.
No, I want to throw out there that for all those people that are the true believers that we're going to have some type of government disclosure, which... I don't buy. I think that's a wheelbarrow full of crap. Take a look at these photos.
Why don't you say what you really think?
Well, if you're looking for disclosure, these pictures are as close as you're going to get to government disclosure. The very fact that they even put them out there long enough for somebody else to download them, I think there's your disclosure. And my gut tells me, and I hope I'm wrong, I hope we turn on the TV on New Year's Day and there's Obama proven me wrong, and he makes this great announcement. I don't see it coming. I sincerely doubt it. This may be the extent of the so-called disclosure, is, somebody. And if you'll notice, I don't think it's, I have a hard time believing it would be official if it even gets on there. But there's a possibility that it's not going to be official. In fact, I've leaned more towards believing that. But you can bet that within the next I'm gonna go with what I've experienced. It's usually within 24 to 48 hours, but I'd be surprised if within the next week, other outlets of the kind of topics you discuss here aren't going to suddenly be talking about structures on Venus. And there's one in particular that's very well known that does that habitually.
Well, they listen to the show. I don't know that they're fans, but they habitually listen to the show, that's for sure.
You can contact them and try to get on their show and forget it, but I guarantee you it'll be one of their own regulars who will, you know, be talking about it, and they'll treat that regular as if they're the first person who's talked about this in a public forum.
Walter, we got to run. Thanks for being my co-host this evening. Stay on the line with me for a moment. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show, folks. It has been a wild ride, but what information, huh? Where are you going to get it? Right here, if I don't tear the studio up. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.